listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Elk and Elk, serious lawyers for serious injuries. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. Nathan Segura, Matt Wilhelm, obviously. Johnny Manziel entering a treatment facility. One of the bigger stories here. But again, I don't think it's that much of a story. Everybody fully expects him to be ready when the team needs him to go. And hopefully he will get the help that he needs. And I applaud the young man for saying, yeah, I've got a little bit of a problem and trying to get the help to fix it. But here's Herm Edwards now talking about Johnny Manziel and saying how things have changed.
His problem was this. He got away with it in high school. Mm-hmm. He got away with it in college. This is professional football. This is not a hobby. And you got to be all in. And finally, he's realized, if I want to be a professional football player, the only way I can do it is get help and help myself first.
I like that perspective, you know, from Herm Edwards, because it is absolutely true. And I know that, you know, Pro Football Talk, and I think the Cleveland Browns have even commented that they, you know, will give him his time and believe that he will be back, you know, for training camp. And even, you know, it's great of Johnny to come out and do it now. This soon, as I said, talking yesterday about it briefly, that, you know, he started the offseason, you know, kind of rocky and probably got over that partying and had that realistic opportunity to get in front of his friends and family. And they gave their perspective that kind of crept into Johnny's mind to make a move in a positive direction. So I would think, you know, 30, 60, even 90 days from now, 30 days puts us, you know, at the end of February. He's still not even required to be back here in Cleveland. 60 days, the end of March, he's not required to be here in Cleveland under the new CBA. The middle of April, you know, is when he'd have to be here for, you know, voluntary workouts and some of the OTAs that begins. So he's got time. The one thing that I will say, which is why I would hope that the great minds that we have here as a part of this Cleveland Browns organization, is that they have a plan, because you and I have both talked, you know, in season and postseason about what this offseason was going to mean for the development as a quarterback in the National Football League for Johnny. And right now he's taking care of Johnny Manziel, the person, and Johnny Manziel, the quarterback, is kind of at an even ground right now. He's not making he's not taking those steps forward, which hurts the organization. And so we just hope they have a plan moving forward, because as we've noted many times, the quarterback is the pinnacle and the catalyst of everything good that happens to the club.
No question. And he went on to say, Herm Edwards saying that Johnny Manziel's got to do this for himself most of all.
Well, if he needs help, I mean, this is the right thing to do. I think when we talk about guys that obviously have problems, especially athletes, they think they can always defeat the problem.
Yeah.
It starts with help. And if he's doing that to help himself, good for him.
And he's got to. That's what I said. Good for him. I think ultimately nothing but good can come out of this. And it's nice to see actions, where typically we are used to words from Johnny Manziel. We're getting some actions from him, and hopefully they can be positive actions and lead him to the place that, you know, we all want him to get, where he can be good off the field. And then if that works out being good on the field, then yes, we will see what happens there. We also heard from Louis Riddick yesterday, ESPN analyst on the NFL, talking about Johnny.
What you may be looking at is another restart at the position. And I think you've heard General Manager Ray Farmer speak to the fact that once again here in 2015, they're going to be on the lookout as far as how they can add to the position. Maybe it's bringing back Brian Hoyer.
And that gets us to our question here. You know, what should the Browns do? A veteran quarterback, whether it be via trade or free agency, do you go in the draft and get another quarterback? Either, neither, or both, Matt Wilhelm.
I believe you got to go. I want to go get a guy personally and go get a guy in free agency and add a quarterback to that room in, I would say, the third to fifth rounds, where you can say he's had a guy like that has had a great career. A guy like that is, you know, just needs to grow and has time to develop into a National Football League quarterback. But what I really feel is we need a decisive plan for now, because right now Johnny's not it. I don't think Connor Shaw is it. That third to fifth round guy that I just talked about as a project is not it. So we need to go get a guy that's going to be our plan for 2015 at the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Could it be Johnny? Yes. But by adding multiple bodies that we see fit here into the Cleveland Browns culture, we're adding competition. And I think that is, as we've said before, the one thing that the New England Patriots have done so often. Sometimes it doesn't seem, but there's a method to that madness of adding competition and getting guys to buy in and fight to be a part of this team and fight to make that big money that is associated with being an NFL football player. When we get those guys fighting, we no longer have the pretentious, egotistical, arrogant players in this, or sense that sense of entitlement. They're fighting for their life to be here. And I think, who wouldn't want to be? There's only 32 opportunities to be the starting sure. quarterback of an NFL football team, and we have one right here in Cleveland that is open, willing, and available. And I would see that as a very attractive opportunity if I were a free agent or a guy who's unhappy in my standing with another football team right now.
Well, I mean, obviously in the trade market, Nick Foles is probably the name at the top of the list, especially with all the talk that the Eagles want to go up and get Marcus Mariota. 216-578-0850. We want to hear what you think the Browns should do at quarterback. Your thoughts on Johnny Manziel. As CRU4TRR said, if the Eagles want to trade Foles, what would it take to get him in a Browns uniform? I guess probably a mid-round pick, maybe, to have an opportunity to a guy like Nick Foles. And I think that would certainly be something worth exploring.
And also, too, that might be an opportunity for Seattle to garner another mid-round pick to add into that what they'll have to do to move up. You know,
right.
A first this year, a first next year, you know, maybe like a third and a fifth to move up, you know, and get as high up as they can, you know, inside the top 10 for sure to have a chance at Mariota.
They probably got to get into the
top five.
Yeah, because I don't know if the Jets would pass on him at six. But yeah, so that certainly is a possibility. I think you got to add a veteran, and I think you've got to go. And if you want to look in the draft, you can. The problem is in the draft, like, for example, I like Brett Hundley, I think has a lot of potential.
Yes.
But there's just so many things against these quarterbacks from the middle rounds being successful. And Hundley's a guy who is completely inconsistent. I don't know how quickly his skills translate to the NFL. But again, he's a project. He's got the size. He's got the arm. And maybe he's worth a look. But I think you got to bring in a veteran. You got to probably bring in a rookie as well. So I would say both. I think you throw as many assets at that position as you need to until you finally get it right and don't need to anymore.
I agree 100%. Because history proves that you have to have that guy. Those teams making it to the playoffs and continuing to play in the playoffs have that guy. That good defense and an average quarterback just doesn't make it anymore. It's not good enough. You have to have that playmaker and playmakers surrounding that quarterback to win championships, which is the goal of every organization.
That's exactly right, and I think another guy who would be there, maybe Sam Bradford, if he is cut.
I don't
think
Bradford.
You want to trade for Sam Bradford
no.
at $15 million.
It would have to be cut.
You could see if he's cut. Finally, LeBron James weighed in on Johnny Manziel.
I haven't talked to him. I'll find out about the information when you guys find out about it. If he's a guy that's seeking help, as a friend, I support him, and I want him to get better. And, better friends and family, we all believe in him. And, I think this is a good step if that's the route he's going to take.
And again, supporting his friend there, and I think it's good. You never hear about LeBron James in situations like this, so hopefully that he can help Johnny Manziel as he comes out of it to stay kind of on the up and up. I think that's something that Johnny Manziel's got to do. Let's go to our guy Chevy in New Jersey now. Chevy, what do you think the Browns need to do at quarterback?
I think they need to go all in with Johnny, a clean, sober Johnny, although when you look at what happened to Warren Sapp, it's a lifelong commitment, meaning that if you get out of the program and you don't work the program, look what happened to Warren Sapp. So if he stays in there and he's committed and he realizes it's a lifelong commitment, it's not just a quick fix, he's going to be our number one guy.
Listen, I hope that he is, and it is, as you said, a lifelong commitment and something he's going to have to do and really focus on to get in and out of rehab and get the job done. So we got the great music going here. Mike and Westlake, welcome to the show. Was
thank
that
you
your Sopranos
much.
Music, Gibbs?
Thank you very
that
much.
That was awesome. What's up,
thank
Mike?
Thank you very much. I got two choices. My first one would be Mark Sanchez, only because of the connection that he had with Pettin.
Yep.
And the offensive coordinator when they use with the Jets. My second pick, which I know we're probably not going to have a chance to get, is Ryan Mallett. I like Ryan Mallett. He's 6'6", about 220, 240, a big, strong guy with a great arm. Came through that Belichick system. He's a guy I think would do extremely well for us, but I don't know if Houston Texans were able to let him go.
I mean, he very well could be. We'll see. I think, in my opinion, I like Mallett. I like the size, I like the arm. I thought he threw the ball well against us here with the Houston Texans in that game. We got to see what's going on. Yeah, Ryan Mallett, he's a free agent, so the Browns will have an opportunity there. I have a feeling he's going to command more money than anybody because he's still young and he's got a lot of the things you look for in terms of the intangibles. I would be interested to see Ryan Mallett here. I'm curious to know what our talent evaluators thought of him, you know, coming out, because I think you're going to know, you know, that matters a lot. I think in the NFL tape that he put out there, you know, you worry about his durability, you worry about him staying out of trouble. But Ryan Mallett's a guy who had some off-field issues, but I think that he could be, you know, he's somebody that certainly could be looked at there in that quarterback group if he's able to get out of Houston and make his way into the free agency market.
No doubt. And I think the one thing that I would love to add as another unique characteristic of these individuals who we could potentially go out and seek via free agency, regardless of the money, is I would love to go get a guy that sees the upside here in Cleveland and wants to be the guy to resurge Cleveland and go win a lot of football games. Some of them, you know, whoever we choose, if it is a free agent, is going to say that, but I want them to feel that, you know what I mean? And have that connection to Cleveland and literally sell himself to the Browns about wanting to be here and feel that passion, because this is a 3 to 5 year deal, you know, for this potential free agent to come here and be a part of something very special, because we have the pieces. And I know as we'll get, you know, into after further review, and we've talked in weeks past about how many players away are we from contending? You know, quarterback is a huge part of that, and you want a guy that wants to be here, not here just feeling it out and seeing if it works.
Absolutely, that's true. Let's keep the phone lines going, 216-578-0850. Mike in Cleveland. What's up, Mike?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Just want to talk about Johnny Manziel. You know, kudos to him to get himself help, and hope he turns his life around. But I'll tell you, I really got to call out the Browns on this. This is a shame that, you know, with all the information we have out there with these college athletes, with the combines, with all these interviews, with all his past history, you know, we're talking about a quarterback, the leader of the team, and the one that has to set the example for everybody. Shame on them for what they knew about Johnny Manziel and his history to even take a flyer on this guy. You know, it's just a downright shame.
It is certainly, listen, the jury is still far from being out. We've heard Russ Landy was on last week saying you can't, you know, say anybody after seven games is good, bad, etc. But I think that Johnny Manziel and the Browns, this is a blemish right now. When you have a guy that you took in the first round, you traded up to get, and he's already in rehab. Your other guy you took in the first round was suspended. Both of these guys, in fact, you know, not allowed even on the sidelines for the team's final game at Baltimore. So, yeah, that is a problem, and it's something they certainly have to work on. And, you know, they've got the staff here to do it, and that's what they're going to try to do. And it's rough. It's not what anybody wanted to be talking about. I can tell you this, not what I want to be talking about. It's not what anybody want to be talking about at this time of the season. When it relates to the Browns quarterback position, you had hoped going into 2015 that the quarterback position would have more answers than questions. And, again, it has a lot of questions heading into 2015. We'll be back with more CBD right after this.